What's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this podcast episode at. So check this out. I think this is there's a shift in this platform. So we're gonna have to be doing a little bit more legwork to get these episodes up, but I think today is one of the last days where I can just hit record and go. And I'm super, super grateful for that because this has been an opportunity to be a podcaster, right? That's what it's labeled at. But essentially a messenger of a voice of reason, a sounding wall, an echo, a ally, a friend, más que nada, to anybody who listens to this podcast. So all five people that all three people that listen to it. No, it's so amazing. You know, you do it for the cause, not the applause. And that was my start because that was my hindrance in the beginning. And because of that, I made a deal with myself to just create and just be and just do. And that evolved into something magnificent. And as you know, just as sure as the tides come and go, there are waves, and that's okay. But my heart is here for you, and there are so many wonderful podcasts you guys can be listening to, should be listening to, and I'm always going to be here when you need to hear some. I don't know what you want to call it. I like to kind of label things like Tia Talk, Prima Talk, or just Girlfriend Chat. One of the topics, you know, that we're going to be introducing some new topics and have some new people. So I'm going to be playing my role as host, of course. But without a doubt, I will be sharing my message on here on the podcast and connecting with you guys because that's what my true loyal listeners love. And I love you for that. And if you're not following me on social medias, please go do that. That means a lot. We do have some standard, you know, you got support, helping, and creating, and that's all good and well. But I also do post things there, and there's little opportunities like that where I jump on a live, and I would love to see some of the people jump on the live and ask real life questions. I'm always there. maybe we could schedule something and where, you know, it kind of coordinates. Oh, I'll do a poll, see if it coordinates with people's time. But one of the things that I have noticed with myself and kind of the whole self-help, self-development, bettering ourselves, the mindset, the work, the positive vibes, right? The inspiration, what it comes down to is acceptance. It comes down to confidence. And you get that by not having that. You get acceptance by self-hating. You get confidence by having low confidence. And, you know, the story is, it just came to me one day. That may be so, but sometimes it's a work in progress. And there's days where it comes right back and you ain't this and you ain't that. And these things can pop up. So it's also creating a toolkit for yourself, right? Because we're talking about sustainability. What happens if this podcast goes offline? What happens if we all disconnect and there's no more, someone to talk to or deal with? Or what do you have in your toolkit if your XYZ breaks? And so sometimes those are people, right? You have human capital. You have that resource. You have a friend, a sister, cousin, brother, dad, therapist, priest, whatever. And you also have habits, you have books, you have right ways that you can self-soothe and self-control your emotions, your upsets, your worries, your habits, right? And so you don't have to get it all figured out in one day, but it is so helpful to know and be able to identify, oh, I'm starting to spiral, right? Or, okay, this is not going to go anywhere. Stop it immediately and check yourself. And some days we can't. That's okay. But there's also a thing called rumination. And we keep playing the same tape, right? Because that thing that happened to us, it hurt. It hurt so much that it created this pain, and we've been feeding it through sometimes self, what's the term? Oh, I'm drawing a blank. But you're creating that truth for yourself. And so by the self-prophecy, right, self-fulfilling, and so it's a catch-22, you're never going to get out of it. And I'm careful with the term victim mindset because, or, you know, I'd like to use scarcity mindset or lack mindset, because victim, you know, if you are a victim of something, you never want to diminish that. But, you know, how do you hold truth to being a victim, and how do you hold truth to being a warrior? And when we're doing that, right, when we're doing these practices, we have to be careful to not undermine what is the truth. Like if you went through a harmful, abusive relationship or some form of abuse or trauma, we're not going to downplay that. But we're also not going to elevate it and give it its space, because it's going to get, you know, it's going to get bigger whether you push it down, or bigger whether it becomes of you. So this falls into that acceptance. Remember, we started with the terms acceptance and confidence, right? And so when we step into our power and we start to accept what is, and we stop the denial, we stop the comparison, and we stop the, if only I had this, if only I had that, or I used to, or I could have done this, but, you know, someone did me wrong. I remember a friend sharing a story. Yeah, my dad, he did this and he did that. But, you know, the news station, they took his idea. And, man, that is a tale as old as time. I mean, Tesla, right? And so when you have these instances, it's, you know, it's hard to deny them when they are, in fact, the truth. So then we have no choice but to sit there and play that tape over and over, someone that did me wrong. Because what it does is it makes you bitter. And it makes you a complainer. And it just, you know, it sucks for the person that's in that situation, because I've been there, right? And I was like miserable bee. I was not nice. I was not kind. I was finding myself in situations where, you know, something like being scapegoated. Why? Because it was just like that energy I gave off of like ick. And I'm sure I still give off like, who's this girl type thing. And that's okay. Like I'm very comfortable with not being liked. I'm okay with that. But, and it depends who, like, if I love you, you don't like me, it hurts my feelings. But if you don't know me, you're just like from the jump, like, I'm way good. Believe that. But I think one of the things in acceptance and looking at all these things is like, what is your truth? And so you can have two truths at the same time. You can be working through things and things could suck, and you can also be super grateful. And that's where we come into, you know, that toxic positivity. What does that look like? And so toxic positivity is like, oh, you're fine. Just brush it off. You got this. And some days we don't. Some days we don't got this. Some days we don't want to got this. Some days we just want to be like, you're right. And I would say give yourself time. Don't make it a whole day though, right? That's what I used to do. I used to make it a long time until I started to see I am the one holding myself back. I am the one creating the problems which you complain, because I'm walking around, I'm nitpicking. But why? Because I was pushing myself, because I wasn't accepting myself. Because I was beating myself up. So of course I was going to complain, because I was beating up other people too, verbally or behind their backs, or like snark little remarks, or just being like a total douche because they had what I wanted. And so these are ugly freaking traits, but this is the truth. This is what we do here. We got to say the good, bad, the ugly. And so being that, I'm able to identify when someone's like that, and I have compassion, because it's painful when I was there, because I really wasn't mad at the person that had something. It was just like, I couldn't understand how to be happy. I was like, oh my God, so fake, right? I had an ex-friend say something like that, to that effect, like marketing, because I was super excited about, you know, her betraying me essentially, but these are things, right? And yeah, that one did hurt, but it's like good riddance, right? And it's just, you start to have compassion for people, And when you see that, you know, and the shock doesn't go away. I'll tell you that much. The shock, like the disbelief, it's real. And that is, you know, lessons learned. But essentially what you start to see is like, okay, now what? Right? Now what do I do with that information? And I can walk around thinking the world is this and that and people are this and that. But essentially it comes down to me, right? What do I want for myself? What is the fluke, right? Just like one in a million pricks come your way. And that doesn't mean that everyone's a prick. But if you start to carry your world and your behaviors like everyone's a prick, well, guess what? They're going to treat you like a prick right back. Because people, they've been through things too. And so we got to remember that. When we go to be accepting and compassionate, that we're also not allowing or accepting these behaviors. Having compassion from a distance is really, really important. You know, if you're comfortable with people speaking that, you know, I tend to mirror unknowingly. And, you know, when people are like, they complain, and I'll start to engage in complaining. They're like, oh, okay, that's enough. Well, yeah, well, no shit. That's what it sounds like on this end. You know, and it doesn't happen until I leave. I'm like, oh, that's what that was. And probably just something that I don't know. I don't do it consciously, but I do notice that I can pick that up. So I try to surround myself around happy people, grateful people, not perfect people. Sometimes things are coming. We need to talk about those heavy things and we'll work that out. But grateful people. Right? You got to find that silver lining, man, because not finding it doesn't mean that you're real. Not finding that silver lining doesn't mean that you're like not being fake. It means that you choose to be happy. I'll never forget this family. They lost their daughter, and I cannot imagine losing a child. And that was one of their taglines. It was choose happy or choose to be happy, something to that effect. And at first I'm like, yo, they're going through it. Right? Like I could just see it in their eyes. Like, you know, I don't think that pain ever goes away when you have a loss, when you are grieving. So how do you live with these things? How do you choose to move forward when someone's betrayed you, hurt you, someone you love so dearly has left this beautiful earth? How do you choose to be happy when you have every right by the book not to be happy? And it's just a choice. It's a choice. It's a conscious choice, and it's work. And I'm sure it's not like that every single day. But for most days and most parts of the days, I encourage you to do that, because you're hurting yourself when you keep, you know, beating yourself up, and then you beat others up, and you're like, why doesn't nobody? You find yourself in these situations of being fed up, and you know, it's all this stuff you're making in your mind. It's sitting down at the table and being like, you know what, I'm not perfect, that didn't work out, but let's regroup and move forward. And you run the risk of people being like, oh my God, they're so imperfect, or oh, that was this and that was that. And you have those critiques, and that's fine. And you have the people like, cool, all right, thanks for this. Let's just move forward with this and keep rolling. And in my experience, when I have messed up or dropped the ball, or, you know, just lack of communication on things, I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, I have learned so much grace by people who have been like way up there, more than me. And so the ones that beat me up or like talk crap or start rumors or judge or critique, they're usually not in a position I would ever want to be in, mentally, physically, financially, or anything. And everything like that I've like can see myself and dream of, I've understood that the higher achievers, they are more graceful. And it's because they know that that's like part of the process, right? And so they are also probably very forgiving of themselves as well. Even though they push themselves and they aspire higher things, that's something that I've noticed, that there's the acceptance of self, and that, okay, Well, things happen, right? You gotta business plan. You gotta add that into your business plan. You gotta add, that error, like that percentage of error. Things are gonna happen. Things are gonna get delayed. And so I learned that from these higher achievers, from mentors, from successful people, friends, books, whatever, just rolling with the punches and really enjoying life. And that goes, it kind of melts us into the second topic of confidence. And so once you start to see, like, I'm not a complete idiot moron in this because I made one mistake in the whole 100%, I made a 1% or maybe even a 2-3% error margin, right? And so that's incorporated in your life. You have these things to learn from, to mess up, and especially if you're going into different spaces, right? Let's just say career-wise, you're going into spaces you've not normally been in, and it's just like, oh my God, I messed this up so bad. How could this have happened? And it's a learning lesson, and you're throwing yourself in there. And it's uncomfortable, and it is so embarrassing to choke. And there's just a lot of people. I mean, we could probably talk to the biggest stars there are out there, or more successful people. And back in my earlier career, you know, there was this kind of like a stand-up comic or improv session, and it was just like my biggest mess ups. And it was entrepreneurs grabbing the mic, discussing things. And I was just like, oh my God, I would never do that because we have this pressure to be perfect. But the most, you know, I was like, who would do that? That's insane. And I heard about it. And, you know, although I never went to one, I did hear about, you know, how the event went. And I think it's painful if you really think that you are a failure versus you failed at something. You doing something, you know, equally, you know, if you're like, I'm successful. I mean, you have wins, but you're not going to win every single one. And so once you start to realize that you are composed of losses and wins, right? Whether you'd like to admit that or not. You know, you're like, no, I'm successful. I'm this. I'm perfect. And there's no loss. What about the loss of your kindness? What about the loss of your self-care? What about the loss of your compassion? What about the loss of your grace? You know, and so there are some things that suffer when you give more to another. So I will never, ever believe that there is not a loss, a person who completely wins without a loss. A loss of your humility. I don't know. But I think that, you know, accepting that you are this and you are that, you're still amazing despite that, without going into that toxic, right? Like, everything's fine. This doesn't bother me. And now, I'm not telling you to mentally check out either. Don't do that, man. That's not where it's at. You're going to end up in the loony bin or something. Oh, I shouldn't say that term. It's probably going to be bad, but, you know, whatever they call it. Just, you don't want to do that to yourself. That's not true either. It's, you got to accept yourself, and then you move with confidence. Once you accept yourself, nobody can tell you who the heck you are. Oh, you're this. Yep, I sure am. I'm that, and I'm also that, right? There's people who take forever to get back to me on some things, and, you know, they got, you know, they're just amazing people at what they do. And it's, you know, if I judge them based off, like, responding to me, that would be insane. But some people do, right? Some people are like, oh, you don't do this, you don't do that. And it's nobody I would ever, ever want to exchange like lives with or careers with at all. The complainers, the you know, gossipers, the naysayers, all that is just, they're harder on themselves than they are on other people. And if you come across those people, I pray that you have compassion, and if you can invite them to, you know, I don't know how, I'd be like, hey, listen to this podcast, because you're kind of vibes are off. You can't just say that, right? But pray for them, right? And maybe, you know, share stuff about self-acceptance and I'm telling you, once you start to accept yourself, your real self, my beautiful, you know, habits I have of this, of that, ugh, embarrassing sometimes, but, you know, I talk to a therapist, get help for it, figure that out, get a coach that can help you get through those next things when you start being in your mind, find more successful entrepreneurs than you, not same as you or this or that, not your, you got your own crew, that's cool, your colleagues and your networking of friends, but find a mentor who's doing it, call them up, set it up, talk to them. Score.org, you guys, if you're a business owner and you are looking for it, score.org. And there, if there's none in your area, look outside into another major city around your area or in a whole other state. Look for somebody that fits your needs, that fits that. And if you don't like them, keep, again, it's free, absolutely free. People dedicate their time to helping small businesses. It is freaking amazing because you know what? Small businesses are the backbone of this country. I don't care what you say. I believe that, you know, we can sustain. That's how it started. That's how it's, I mean, all these big corporations, they've grown to what they have, but most of them started off as an idea, as an initiative, and some have been lucky than more than others to blow up into those spaces they want to. But small businesses, they just have my whole heart forever and ever. And owning small businesses is real. you know, owning them is real, whether you're you know, own marketing, tech, and in the health and wellness or wellness industries. These are real. This is just something that you have or you don't, but you can absolutely create that. You can't create it by yourself fully. You know, you'll hit that limit, but you talk to a SCORE mentor, talk to someone if this is your position and you are an entrepreneur or looking to expand, talk to somebody and be humble enough to listen and be like, yeah, you're right. Because guess what? They're not there to be your best friend. They're there to tell you stuff exactly how it is, where you're bottlenecking stuff, where you're growing, where you're not. You got to get a move on it, baby. If you want to see results, you got to get a move on it or, you know, don't. But that'll be your choice, right? Do me a favor, and we're going into March. Do me a favor, for March, I want you to count a win every day. Now that's what we got. 31. We got 31 days. March 30. March 31st, I believe. Yep. March 30th. March 31st. Help me out there, but yeah, because 30, and then April has 30, then May has 31. All right. So, you're going to be able to kind of see what your wins are, okay? You're going to look at your wins. You're going to say, hey, this is something that I won at today. Because if you keep on telling yourself all your losses, everything that's messed up, all of that, guess what? You're going to have more losses. Turn off the news for a little bit. Don't watch news for a day. Just see how you feel. Then try not watching news for 2, 3, 4, 5 days. Like, give yourself that respite, right? And any type of media, you know, maybe it's even the social networks. Give that a break for a little bit too. And just dedicate to yourself. See what you feel like when, what it feels like in your body when you are able to acknowledge your wins. And once you start to write down your wins, I feel like that'll help you kind of put things into perspective. Yeah, you can beat yourself up, but write down one win. And if you had several wins, write them down. Write them down. Someone bought me breakfast. You know, we walked into a Little Rock and we were just there, just chatting away. And I think it was last year. This beautiful lady, their twin daughters. I don't remember her name. And, you know, we're talking about this place and she said, I'm going to treat you. I said, what? Like, no, we got a big order. I'm going to treat you. Like, dang, she bought us a whole, all four of us. My husband, my kids, he bought us breakfast. And we had it to go. But it was just, you know, that was a win. That was a win to me. And guess what? May have been a win for her, too. And the register lady, I think she saw her, too. And I don't think she charged her meal. So it was just like, I like those things. And they happen. They happen. And you got to be in that. You got to look out for them. And guess what? If you don't find them, then you got to do them. You got to create them. Create that energy for yourself. Just like you make your bed, make that a bed of abundance. Make that a bed of gratefulness. Make that a bed of like, I got to win. I got to win today. You know, I woke up today. Just demand that, command that from your life. You have to do this. You have to do this because that negativity, that complaining, that sadness, that sulk, that I'm not this and I'm not that. It's real, but it doesn't have to live rent-free in your head every single day. Because happiness, that's also real. I live that too. So you get to choose what your reality looks like. And I think that is the biggest blessing that we have with this life on earth. It's that free will that we get to choose. And don't forget it. And be mindful who deposits info and stuff into your ear, into your mind, into your heart. Don't let their stuff become yours. Right? Switch it up. You deserve to have a blessed life. You deserve to have a good life. Everybody does. But do you believe it? How do I get there, Andrea? It's so easy. No, I don't believe it. I don't feel this. Everything's going wrong. Look for the win. Look for one win every day this March. Please, please, please. And if you got several wins, do that. And if you share them, tag me in them. If you got a win, tag me in your wins. I mean, and hashtag win, winning or whatever, you know. My win for the day, my win. Just hashtag my win and tag me in it. You know, I'm on TikTok. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on WhatsApp. I'm on, what do you got me on? Facebook, IG, YouTube. Do what you want to do. Do what you came to do. Show up. Don't give up. And tag me in those things. Let me know you're doing good. And on top of that, know that I care that you're doing good. And there's a lot of people that probably do care for you. And I want you to remember that. No matter where you're at, no matter what you think you've accomplished or lacked, like, or short accomplishing or not quite there, almost there, or failed at. No. Everything happens for a reason. And take those experiences, take those failures, take those L's and look at them and learn and grow. Stop beating yourself up. Stop beating other people up. No one wants to be around you when you're acting like that. I mean, do I gotta tell you that? I don't gotta tell you that. You probably know. And you probably don't want to be around other people either. Because it's just like, it's just what it is, you know? So, take some time to reflect on it. Don't ruminate. Quit beating yourself up over things. Just fix it. Do that, right? One win and try to switch your mindset when you're talking about yourself or talking about circumstances. When you go to complain, maybe try to be like, but you know what? It's also this or this. Yeah. Try to end on that. No, just practice it. Just practice it, you know? See what that feels like. It's going to feel uncomfortable, especially if you've been complaining for a minute, but you're going to feel better after. After you've been doing it for a while. And then you're not going to be able to go back to anything else. Because you're going to see how detrimental that is to your life. And to your success. And to your health. And to your health. Your body. Your cells. And your body. To hear all these things. When you're talking to yourself like that. Or about people like that. You know. Speak life. Speak life into people. And places and things. And speak life from yourself. Into your body. Into your mind. To your soul. Speak life. You deserve it. I love you. Go check out the AndreaEffect.com. We got some products there for you to shop on. And please follow me on my socials if you're not following me at the Andrea Effect. Besitos y vámonos!